Well, it's quite an extraordinary find. It dates from about 47 million years ago. It was found at a location in Germany called Messel Pit, which is a fabulous fossil location, so good, in fact, that it's been designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And it's a very, very early primate, one of our very, very earliest ancestors, and forms a kind of link between the primates, our ancestors, and the rest of the mammals, if you like. But what's really special about it is the preservation. I mean, it is absolutely exquisite. The fossil is 95% complete, which is very, very unusual for primates. Usually you get the odd broken tooth here, a jawbone, if you're lucky, that kind of stuff. Even some of the really celebrated ones like Lucy, the very famous one that was found in the 70s in Ethiopia, is 3.2 million years old. That one was only 40% complete. So 95% complete is really quite special. And on top of that, you can see the stomach contents, you can see the fur, you know, an outline of fur around it. The scientists can tell that her left wrist was broken. You know, they can tell that it's a female. It's absolutely amazing.
So is this the missing link?
I guess you could call it a missing link. I mean, to be honest, most of the primate evolutionary fossil record is more missing than it is link. So it depends how you want to use that phrase, really. Most people use the phrase missing link to mean the link between humans and apes. Now, this is much, much older than that. This is 47 million years old, before the vast diversity of primates evolved. So there weren't sort of different types of monkey, there weren't gibbons and there weren't all the great apes like the gorillas and the chimpanzees. Much, much older than that. It dates from around the time that the very ancient primates like the lemurs and bush babies split off from the main primate line which leads to us. And it's just around that time, but it looks like it's on the human line. So you could say it's a missing link between the human line of primates and the rest of the mammals.
And the circumstances of Ida's discovery were quite extraordinary as well.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story, this one. And I think there's more yet to be told if people can get through to the right individuals to tell that story. What happened was in 1983, an amateur collector was in Messel Pit picking up fossils and stumbled across this find and realised it was something quite beautiful. Preserved it actually very, very well, but then hung on to it for sort of 20 years and didn't show it to anyone. Rather like, you know, an illicit Van Gogh painting or something that was for his eyes only. Nobody else knew that it existed. Fast forward to a couple of years ago, and there were already rumours starting to circulate that there was a very special primate fossil out there. And a scientist called Jørn Hurum from the University of Oslo was at a fossil fair in Hamburg, and a dealer offered him the fossil, which, you know, he didn't actually have the fossil with him. He showed him some photographs, but Jørn Hurum knew immediately that this was really something quite extraordinary. We don't know exactly what his university paid for it, because he won't tell us. But the asking price was apparently $1 million, and he said he bargained them down somewhat from there. But anyway, an expensive fossil. He then assembled this kind of crack team of really top-notch paleontologists, and they've spent 2 years working in secret to get it to a stage where they can present it to the world.
And why is it called Ida?
Well, this is a cute story, really. I mean, the fossil is a juvenile, and they know that because both her milk teeth and her adult teeth are visible, because the adult teeth are just starting to form behind the milk teeth. They reckon she's about 6 months, 6 to 9 months old, and that, in human terms, is equivalent to roughly a six-year-old girl. Now, Jørn Hurum has a daughter who's about 6 years old, and she's called Ida, so that's why he named it after her.